The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for a three charts moving on news in 3 minutes here, it's the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke, and there's only one. And I've got to say, even though someone on Twitter has tried to scam you and copy your account, copy your picture and everything, they've got about 25 followers. You've got thousands. And I've got to point out, if you listen to the podcast and you follow Nicola, it's at Nick Trades, no underscore there, and Nicola has several thousand followers, not double digits. So, but I was saying, Nick, just before you came on, when someone does that to you, it's almost like, you know, it's almost a validation of you, because people trust you and they're trying to steal that trust in some way, you know?
I know, but it's very scary. You know, people can use that to pump stocks. They can offer to trade for people. They can take money. Like, it's very, you know, you can't just say, ignore it and say, oh, isn't that flattering? Yeah, you know, yeah. Because you don't know what they're going to use it for. So, yeah.
Well, I've blocked it and I've retweeted a fake
Thank
account.
You.
So
Thank you very much, everybody.
That's all right. Let's get into the stocks then. So the first one is Bango. So BGO, it's a trading update. It said revenues for the year stood at 2.6 million compared with 1.3 million in the previous year. So BGO on the chart. What do you reckon?
BGO on the chart. The high at the beginning of the week has foiled us again. You know, that was the September lows, and it's a 38.2 fib retracement. I really do think this is going higher, but we need to clear 84.5. When we do, it all looks good. Upside targets are 96.60 and then 130.
Okay.
But... you know, it got very overbought at the beginning of the week, and we're working off that off a bit. But we have really good support at the 200-day moving average. You're wrong below 65, and we're doing another leg lower, and support then comes in around 50.
Okay, lovely. Next one is Boss Global Holdings, BOS. Has completed a second monthly drawdown of £116,000 due in January under its £1.39 million convertible loan note. This is with the Family Trust. And that's at a fixed rate of 16 pence, which is above, obviously, it's about 9 pence now, so it's above that level. So it's a bullish thing that they're converting at a higher price. So what do you think on BOS, B-O-S?
Yeah, really, I really like the look of this one. You know, two corrective waves lower from the November highs. Support at the 50-day moving average, which is at 6.8. Now back above the 20 today. It does look like it's got a really good chance. You know, I had marked a full ABC correction in this one would take us back to that gap move in November down at 5.33. But this one looks like it's bottoming ahead of it. You know, and if we can close today above 9, I think we're going to continue higher. The must clear level in this one is that November high at 16. But if we do, then our first upside target is 33.
Wow.
That's I know, big because it's fallen so far. That's the first 23, that's the 23.6 fib retracement, the first one, that's where it comes in. But you know, but 16.5 is a big deal level. If you look back in 2015, December, you know, that was the lows, and that's where we went back and tagged. So that's going to be a problem. But if we get above it, then we'll double.
Okay, and the last one, a Greatland Gold, which is GGP. And the news there is that they've announced that drilling was successfully identified two large zones of gold mineralization at its Ernest Giles project in Western Australia. So GGP, what do you reckon?
Yeah, GGP, that big move higher today failed at the 200-day moving average and the top of that range. That top of that range, you know, when you look at it short term, you'll see it's the April lows and the July lows. But when you scroll right out, you'll see that it's actually the 2009 lows and the 2013 lows at 0.224. So, you know, support, previous support becomes resistance. That's a very big deal level. And if we close above it, we'll be closing above the 200-day also, and then we will rock and roll, and we should go up to 0.545. But below it, we're still bearish when we still risk another run lower.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Nick, if you send me the charts with your annotations on there, I'll put those on the company's pages at Vox and also at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.